the long-distance teammate. Stay engaged and connected while working anywhere was written by Kevin Eikenberry and Wayne Termel. The trend toward remote work is undeniable and is happening in more and more jobs. Even after the initial COVID-19 response, you're likely facing new ways of working. If you return to the office, it may be only part-time, or the person at the next desk who has been there for ages may not be there some or most of the time. Being a teammate will look very different than it did not too long ago. Working remotely isn't just a new normal. It's an opportunity to work in ways that provide great operational and productivity results for the organization. It can also provide individual teammates with the opportunity to be a part of great results while finding great meaning for themselves. Being a long-distance teammate covers various situations. It could mean being part of a team that will never meet face-to-face, or a team that sees each other a few times a year. It includes hybrid teams, where some work in the same location and others work elsewhere. The mindsets, skill sets, and habits you need to succeed as part of a team in any of those situations are more similar than different. Three words are critical to successful, satisfying remote work: teammate, connected, and engaged. There's a difference between a team member and a teammate. Anyone who shares a manager or works on the same project is a team member. A true teammate is something different and deeper than that. To be a teammate implies a social and emotional connection that goes beyond merely who you report to and work with. Being connected as a long-distance teammate means connection to the work, your boss, the direction of the organization, and your fellow teammates. It means more than just technical connections, but interpersonal ones. Engagement isn't something that is done to you. It's something you choose to do. Engagement is more than employee satisfaction. How much discretionary effort are you putting in? Are you satisfied with just the bare minimum? Or are you doing your best most of the time? It will take focus and work to achieve this. Let's now talk about a model that will help you with every part of your life as a remote worker. When we begin working remotely, we are often energized. No commute. We can work in our Led Zeppelin t-shirt. We can take the kids to school and get so much more done when they're not there. But after the honeymoon phase, you're left with the daily reality of working without regular social interaction, knowing what's going on, or having access to the boss or your coworkers whenever you want it. Three factors impact the overall quality of remote work. If you give these areas the attention they deserve, they can greatly enhance the quality of your work and your relationships with others. And they can help you create the kind of workplace and long-term success you desire, even when you don't work in the company's headquarters or right under your boss's nose. The first is productivity. Getting tasks accomplished is not the same as being productive. By definition, productivity is the measure of work yielding results, benefits, or profits. It's about outcomes, not activity. A team member focuses on their work and tasks. A teammate considers not only how to be personally productive to get the most and best work done, but how to help the rest of the team and organization meet their goals. Real productivity is about getting more of the right or best things done, not how much time you spent doing it. The second is proactivity. Proactivity isn't just about tasks, it's also about your mindset. When you have a question about your work, do you ask for clarification immediately, or do you just try to work through it? In coaching conversations, do you accept that your manager isn't talking about your personal development plan, or do you raise the subject yourself? When that meeting is running long, do you speak up and try to get the team back on track, or do you sit back, roll your eyes, and go answer your email? Both managers and team members say that they look for that kind of initiative most in a teammate. It requires bravery, trust, and engagement, and it may be the single most important component in your long-term success as a remote worker. The third factor is potential. Do you consider the long-term implications of your work and the choices you make? This is perhaps the most difficult thing about working remotely, and it often contributes to feelings of isolation and disengagement over time. What is your goal for this job in the short term? What do you want to accomplish here? How do you feel you can make the biggest contribution, and what are your goals long term? Does it help you build the skills and experience you desire? And how does this role fit into your vision for yourself? You're already working away from others. If you consider productivity, proactivity, and potential, odds are you'll be more than a remote worker. You'll be a great teammate and member of the organization. Now let's talk about how to get your mindset right. Every day matters. It doesn't matter how you got here. It doesn't matter what the current work or role is, or whether you don't plan to do this kind of work for long. The work may not connect to the work you love, but the way you think about this job today and the way you do the work will have an impact on your long-term success. It's not just your job. It's about organizational success. You are a part of an organization. You have been hired one way or another to help create great results for that entity. And so, it's in your best interest to think about your work from the perspective of the organization. That may be harder when you don't walk into an office with the organization's name on the door. You're not just doing the daily work. To be most successful, you must think about that work in the context of what you bring, not just what you take home every 2 weeks. Likewise, it's not just your job. You're part of a team. When we work away from others on our team, it can be hard to see a picture of our work that's beyond what we see right around us. That's one reason why it's easy to forget that we're part of a larger group. A critical part of your ultimate success is recognizing your role on the team and making it part of your work every day. Your job equals your work plus teamwork. Let's now talk about how to get and stay motivated when you work alone. The good news about working at a distance is that you can set your own pace, work on what you need to work on when you're at your best, and not be interrupted by silly questions and unimportant conversations. When you're on your game, you are super productive and everyone knows it. Then there are the other days. Maybe you look at your to-do list and think, "Ugh, why bother? Nobody notices anyway." Maybe no matter how busy you are, your task list never seems to shrink. Or it seems you haven't spoken to another human being in days. When you feel this way, it can be hard to do good work, and there's nobody around to help you get past those feelings. The truth is, you are not alone. Let's discuss some tools to help you be in that lull state for shorter periods of time. Once we realize that a momentary feeling of dissatisfaction is normal, we also know that the reasons fall into a few easily identified categories. We feel like we're lacking energy, focus, purpose, and useful feedback. For example, let's address a lack of energy. One way to keep your energy level up is to not drain yourself. Work with your manager to meet the requirements of the job. Set a realistic start and stop time for your work, and then walk away. Shut down your computer or close your office door when it's quitting time. If you don't have a door, at least shut down that laptop. Make sure you set boundaries on how much you'll allow yourself to engage with work from your phone during non-working hours. Let's now discuss getting and making clear expectations for your work. While it might seem obvious, when we don't know what's expected of us, it's nearly impossible to succeed. Unfortunately, unclear expectations are the rule more than the exception, especially for remote workers. This gets directly at productivity from the model. Without clear expectations, how can you even measure your productivity in a meaningful way? What should be included in clear expectations? When you have clarity from your leader in each of the following areas, you can be sure that you're both on the same page. The work itself, the quality of the work, why the work is being done, the timeliness of the work, communication about the work, and how the work is done. Remember that the responsibility for having clear expectations rests with both parties, whether between you and your leader, your teammates, or customers. If you aren't clear, you can and should do something about it. If you are ready to be clearer and be kind as you do it, Here are some steps you can take to create clearer expectations for yourself and the other person too. Ask for time to have the conversation. Create a series of questions. Be clear on what you need. Have an open conversation. Write the expectations and metrics down. Agree and commit. One of the unintended consequences of working apart from your manager and your teammates is that you are often out of sight and out of mind. On your best days, this means you're not being interrupted all the time, and you're not being micromanaged or overloaded with tasks. The flip side of that is you often feel ignored. Are you being considered for that promotion or that special project? Did you get asked for input on that question? Why were you the last person to hear about that problem? It can feel like you are invisible. How do you make yourself visible in a positive way to your manager and your teammates without seeming to make everything about you or coming across as vain? This balancing act is called ethical visibility. Ethical visibility is about making sure that your work is recognized in the context of the team's work and results. Ethical visibility is about the team or organization's goals, not you. Make sure that you're using words like we and us. When making suggestions, put them in the context of what the group is trying to achieve, not how smart you are. Ethical visibility should be appropriate to the team culture. Being ethically visible means that you stand your ground and contribute, but don't do it in a way that creates unnecessary tension or conflict within the team. Be supportive and positive. Be aware of others and their feelings, and how you might be impacting them. Ethical visibility is also judged by behavior, not intent. This is hard to hear, but just because you didn't mean to be rude to Alice might not mean she doesn't think you were rude. Take feedback from others on how they want to be communicated with. Remember, this is harder when you work remotely. Realize that being visible to your teammates is critical and resolve to continually work at this. Let's now move on to relationships. Just because you're by yourself while you work doesn't mean that you're working alone. You are part of at least one team, even if you don't see people except for their profile photo or occasionally on the webcam. And since we are humans and not robots, we will and must interact. Since that's true, whether we are introverts or extroverts, relationships matter in getting your work done. How do we build and maintain relationships when we are remote? First, make it a priority. You're busy. If you want to build and maintain relationships, though, you've got to make the effort. Use multiple communication channels. If you want to invest in working relationships, recognize that you need to use more of the tech at your disposal than just what you're used to. You will build relationships faster and more effectively with richer tools. More webcam and less email is a good starting point. If you want to improve any relationship, improve your listening skills. If you're only sending emails, you aren't listening in ways that build relationships, so be thinking about your communication options. Build interactions, not transactions. Ask yourself, how do I make sure that at the end of our conversations, people feel it was worth their time and they feel valued? Let them into your world. Some people have tight boundaries, and other people have wide boundaries in relation to what they share about themselves. Find the right boundaries for yourself and for them. Let's now talk about taking care of yourself. Being a great teammate sounds like a selfless act. We help our managers, we look out for and coach our teammates, and everything is for our customers. What about you? If you're not healthy, motivated, engaged, and relatively sane, it's difficult to be productive, proactive, or think about the potential of your work. There are two big areas you need to consider when thinking about self-care: your physical comfort and well-being, and your work and home life balance. Here are some things you can do to make working remotely better for you physically. Get enough sleep. Stop checking your phone a half hour before bedtime. Find a bedtime and wake-up time that works for your body and stick to that schedule. Limit caffeine, alcohol, and sugars before bed. Schedule breaks, get outside, and eat healthy. Work and home life balance isn't some arbitrary formula or perfect destination. Don't get fooled into thinking this is some magical formula. It's what works so that you meet your commitments to your employer, yourself, and those close to you. Build physical distance between your work and personal space. If you are lucky enough to have a separate workroom or home office, make sure that your hobby doesn't also take place in that same space. Share your passions and outside interests with your teammates and your manager. Do you know what your teammates care about? It gives you something to talk about other than tasks and numbers, and often helps build personal relationships and connections. Spend some time on your own spiritual, mental, and social development. What are you doing to help center your own being? This isn't some New Age question. It's vital to people that we learn new things and challenge ourselves beyond work. What about those who lead remote teammates? Many people aren't just leading remote teams, they work remotely themselves. Every leader wears at least three hats, even if they don't think about it: the leader hat, the team member hat, and the communicator hat. As the leader of a remote team, when you give them opportunities to step up, especially when they're working remotely, they will. Give them more tangible and meaningful ways to contribute, and they will thrill you with their results. As a remote team member, think about how your team would grade you as a teammate. And what about the team of your peers? How are you doing in your relationships and building trust with them? How effective are those virtual meetings? Finally, you must take your role as a communication conduit from your team upward and from management downward more seriously and work at it harder. Make sure you know what's going on with your team, not just with the work, but also with their emotions and stress. Hone your communication skills for sharing organizational messages too. The world of work has changed and is changing constantly. Working remotely using technology is part of that change. When you help people engage and connect, everyone wins. At an individual level, work becomes more meaningful and purposeful. As a team, you will be more successful and perhaps have some fun. The organization and the people they serve will win too. The Long Distance Teammate: Stay Engaged and Connected While Working Anywhere by Kevin Eikenberry and Wayne Termel. Copyright 2021 by the Kevin Eikenberry Group, has been summarized by permission of the publisher, Barrett Kohler Publishers, Incorporated.